It's time for the adventures of Whip Crackaway and Honcho the Indian Boy, presented by Caversham Cigarettes. If your throat could talk, it would ask for Caversham's. Tonight's episode, The Minds of Menace.
The rolling grasslands of Kentucky, in the summer sunshine, the pride of the South. At night, a wild place where bandits, reavers, and wild Mexicans roam. But never fear, gentle listener. You are safe in your beds. Here he comes now, the protector of the plains. Hark! Can you hear his footsteps? Why, it's Whip Crackaway, that bold avenger of outraged gentlefolk everywhere. With him, as always, his boon companion, Honcho, the Indian Boy.
Hooker, hey, Whip! It's heap quiet on the plains tonight.
That's how it should be, Honcho, my boy. All good people are tucked up in their ranch houses, and evil runs afeard from the sting of my quirt.
Aye, Whip! Even with a Winchester, they're no match for your lengthy cord. It's so peaceful here. Just you and me, under the stars.
There is nothing better than being on the saddle with your bestest buddy, Honcho, my loyal brave.
You can saddle me up anytime you like, you magnificent hunk of USDA-approved beef. Wait! What's that?
What can you see, Honcho? If only my eyes were as finely attuned to the starry dark as yours. But then I have been cursed with the benefits of civilization, and have not had to stumble around in the Stygian gloom without recourse to modern lamplight.
See, over yonder, a column of smoke from a campfire. Whip! Who could be abroad tonight when all good white folk are behind closed doors and we poor Indians shiver under thin canvas?
Only one man would dare to risk the lash of my knout. Unsheath your quiver, Honcho, my coppery friend. There's mischief afoot. I detect the sticky paw prints of infamous goat rustler Hector Villainous on this.
He's pronounced Villianus, you unspeakable goody goo. Yes, you see the smoke from my campfire. Whip Crackaway, come closer. Bring your half-naked Indian boy. But know this, you have not discovered us. We have been waiting for you.
Lackaday! What evil is afoot on the rolling plains? Gentle listener, you must wait a piece as we speed across the grasslands to the palatial ranch house of goat herd heiress and socialite, the beautiful Kitty Carmichael, whose thoughts are also with Whip and his thick handful of cowhide.
See that beneath this pure and virginal appearance beats the heart of a woman. A woman with needs, with desires.
Now, Kitty, you know Whip's mighty busy a patrolling the plains, making them safe for the good white farming folk from them there heathens.
I knows that, Pa, really I do. But still, if only he look at me once in a while, if only he notice me.
Now, Pumpkin, you know the Whip and his Injun boy has their hands full saving us from Mexicans and banditos and other Indians and that gosh darn boy Timmy that's always a-falling down that well.
I swear, he pays more attention to that Timmy than he does to me. I do declare, that boy falls down the well on purpose.
Timmy is fearsome clumsy, I'll own.
Wait, Pa. That gives me a little old idea. Maybe there is a way for Whip to notice me.
Now, child, don't go do nothing rash now.
Well, I'm sure I don't know why I didn't think of it before. It's perfect, Pa.
Kitty, what's going through that pretty head of yarn?
Pa, you must find Whip and tell him I am in distress and require his immediate aid.
Oh, lordy me.
Oh, Whip! Whip, save me! Save me!
Oh, that girl. Just like her ma. Crazier than a cat house dog.
Peril on the plains. But what of Whip and Honcho? Where are they while the fragrant Kitty is in such mortal danger? Let's join our heroes as they stealthily approach the lair of Hector Villainous.
Villianus, ah caramba, narrators today, no researches, no respects.
Honcho, my bronze compadre, I see nothing down there in that there valley. Curse my eyes, dulled as they are by cheap and easily available municipal lighting. What do your preternaturally sharpened senses tell you?
Apart from the fact that you're sitting that tiny bit too close. Not that I mind such solid haunches. What, Whip? I see heap many Mexicans in the valley, but no goats. If this is a rustling operation, where are the rustlies?
No goat, you indigenous idiot. My plan is far, far more insidious.
Great thundering fireballs, Hector Villainous!
Vienna, oh, never mind. See, Caron is me. No, Whip, keep your mitts off your lariat. Me pistol is pointed at your chest. And admirably be broad target.
Why, you malicious Mexicano?
Back in your tent, you feather-headed heathen. You see in the dark, so you know I am not alone. No, Hector has his comrades with him, and we are all cocked and loaded.
Dang it, Phyllis! You can take me, but let the boy go!
And let him run to the cavalry station at Fort Meade? I think not. Board protector of the plains. No, we'll keep this quiet and between us.
Then shoot me and be done with it!
Oh, no, my adversary. Hector Villanos has plans for you. Your life of freedom on the plains is over. With Crackaway, you are now my slave.
Madness and villainy! What awful fate awaits our hero and his loyal companion? Gentle listener, you must gird your loins and wait a little while longer to find out. We have a date with Miss Kitty Carmichael down in the family well.
Kitty, are you down there, girl?
Pa, what are you doing? Aren't I told you to hie as fast as your heels can carry you and fetch Whip?
Now, honey bird, you know Whip is a roving over the plain looking for rustlers and robbers. He ain't got time to be pulling fool girls who want to know better out of Wales.
He come if Timmy was down here.
Timmy don't know no better. The boy's dumb as a shaved hog. Here, look out. I'm sending down the bucket. Might just knock some sense into you. I swear your head's emptier than that there bucket. Sorry, my mint julep. Now just grab a hold and I'll haul you up. Then we can forget all about this embarrassing incident.
I'll show you not. If there's a rescue on the way, I shall only accept it from the broad, warm hands of Whip Crackaway. Now you get on your palomino and you go find him!
Girl, what are you doing down there?
I'm a stamping my feet in frustration. That usually works.
You ain't usually hip deep in water down the family well, child. Now, I'm a-going back to the ranch house to drink whiskey in front of the fire. You just go ahead and shout when you feel inclined to join me.
Pa! Pa! You get back here and scare the place with my hero!
Oh, boy, that fire's mighty warming. Think I might get Rosita to make me a sandwich. Oh, Rosita!
Just when you think you have a man wrapped around your perfect pinky, he grows it up back. Oh well, no point in staying out here. Best climb this hill. Now, which end takes the wing? This one? Tuck tuck! Dang it!
Dios mio! What next for our impetuous heroine? How will she get out of the well without Whip to help her? And on that note, where is the Protector of the Plains?
This must have been part of the old network of tunnels my people built to shelter in during the Indian Wars. But I've never seen a cave this vast.
What is this place? Villainous? Sorry. Villainiers. Where have you taken us? Why are we here in this strange, sepulchral cavern?
Homely, isn't it? Welcome, Whip, to the birthing place of my greatest triumph. Can you not see it? No, of course you cannot see it. You are dumb as an ox tail. You Indian boy. Stop making moon eyes at the beefsteak in the Stetson. And tell me what you see with that sharp night vision.
Something strange about the walls. They glisten so, yet the air down here is dry. Hooker, hey, Whip. Can it be?
Oh, yes, feather features, it can be. Behold! A chase will go down here one day, who decides he does not want to be part of Hector's illegal herd. Hector really knows he's broke no disobedience. I go to exact vengeance, but then I see. I have shown me the way by which I can become the most powerful man on the plains. Ah! Oh, how we feasted on that noble beast that night. Whip, a fitting end in celebration of the fact that I would soon never need to eat goat again. See, Whip, tremble before my triumph.
Great thundering fireballs! Silver!
See? Silver, tons of it. You're in a place where no rancher or rider would ever think to look. Reaches beyond imagining.
That silver belongs to the Indians, Hector. These are our tunnels.
Ah, finders keepers, redskin boy. Besides, you are no in a position to do anything about it. The silver will not jump out of the walls by itself. I need slave labor. And where better to start than with humiliation and defeat of my greatest enemy?
If only I had my whip, we'd see Villiani. You know he'd lose in a fair fight.
I do. Which is why I have the six guns, and you have nothing. Nothing but that pickaxe, that is. Now strip. It's shame to dirty up that fancy buckskin shirt of yours. I'm sure it would look fine on me, once I get it taken in a few sizes.
Curse you, you Mexican miscreant!
Whip! What can we do?
Right now, nothing, brave chum. Hector has the upper hand. We can do nothing but succumb to his will.
Oh, calamity! Oh, disaster! Oh, my God.
Impressive. Almost as solid as the rock face. Now, wipe the drool off, Pocahontas. Start digging.
Oh, the humanity! Whip Crackaway at the mercy of Hector Villian... Villian... the bad guy! What godless, howling madness is this? But soft, in a well where somewhere to the north, Kitty Carmichael is finding that hasty actions have unseen consequences.
He's in the kitchen with that slut Rosita, I'll wager. Sandwich my perp behind. That wily old goat here is getting his tortilla rolled and stuffed with salsa. Well, kitty girl, it looks like the males of Kentucky have done failed you. It's time to rescue yourself. I needs to find me some handy homes. Gosh dang, it's slippery as a grease hog on Oily Pig Sunday down here. My pale wee hands can't get no purchase. Oh wait, what's this? A little metal ring in the wall? Curious place for a tie-off, but I'll take it. Here we go, heave-ho! Oh no, it's a moving! This ain't no tie-off, it's a...
Do my wicked heart good to see you at my mercy. Weep, crack away. See, flex those manly thighs to my bidding.
Wait, this is awful! By my forefathers, we have to do something!
I know, my brave chum. But what can we do? He's got the drop on us with that six gun in his mitt.
See what else I have here? What a steady length of leather you held.
My whip, you devil!
You thick slap of butter has. Without your famed lariat, you are but a peon. A piece of heavy lifting gear that Hector Lilianos can use as he pleases.
You fiend!
Cyanzo, engine whelp, or shall you feel the lick of my quirt? I am the master of your fate, honcho. The Indian boy. Abandon your doomed companion to the rock face. And join me. I have use for your sharp eyes and torn flanks.
Never! I live and die by whipside!
As you wish, Geronimo. But I understand I have the whip hand. See! Yow, I'm Mikol. This cursed thing is the harder to flick than it looks.
Patience, courage, and boldness are all that's needed to become a master of the whip, Hector, none of which you possess.
True. My enemy, true. But I do have peace. Perhaps it's time to end this charade. It's been fun, Whip Crackaway. But you make a terrible slave. Best to finish you before you cause me any more. What is that noise?
Ah, I swear I'll never talk anything again!
Abrupt reversal of fortune! As waters ebb, we see that things have changed in Hector's silver mine. Our heroes are free, and the villainous Mexican is subdued.
Well, I do declare, that's more fun than the Cincinnati jar flume.
Kitty Carmichael, and you're all soaking wet.
Well, I'm awfully pleased to see you, Whip, but that's a bold assumption. Oh, you mean my clothes. Yes, I see now. My petticoats are a little on the damp side. I'll agree. Now, what is this lump I'm sat upon?
Miss Kitty, that lump is failed silver miner and criminal Hector Villainous. And I believe you've just earned the reward for his capture.
How about that? Hector Villainous, scourge of the bluegrass, and little old me to put him away.
Looks like you've got some competition, Whip.
Seems like I do, Hunter, my boy. Well, I don't understand. How did Miss Kitty wind up here, all dripping and wild hair?
Speak for yourself, cowboy. I ain't never seen you so underclothed and sweatshamed.
Well, Whip,
This whole area is riddled with tunnels linking the wells and caverns of the area. My noble ancestors knew ways to move water between different parts of the state as it was needed. Just one tug of a lever, and we could irrigate land with water from a well that was miles away.
The ingenuity of you heathens never ceases to amaze me, Honcho. If only you were civilized and God-fearing, you could have been our equals. Now, what should we do with all this silver?
What do you mean, we, white man?
Ha! Oh, do you hear something?
Whip! Help me, Whip!
Hoka, hey, Whip! Is that...
Oh no, it can't be!
Well, your network of tunnels explains why he's always getting trapped in wells. Coming to me!
And as Whip races off to rescue that clumsy oaf Timmy, we come to the end of another exciting adventure. Tune in next time for more fun, thrills, and poorly disguised pornographic innuendo as we present The Adventures of Whip Crackaway and Honcho the Indian Boy.
A good cast bears repeating, but in this case, we're prepared to make an exception. The Adventures of Whip Crackaway and Honcho the Indian Boy featured the vocal talents of Clive Ashenden as Whip Crackaway, Rob Wickings as Honcho the Indian Boy, Simon Aitken as Hector the Bad Guy, Alice H. DeVans as Kitty Carmichael, Rick Bowsing as Pa, and special appearances from Graham Williams as Timmy and Chris Rogers as the voice of Caversham Cigarettes. The show was written and directed by Rob Wickings and produced by All Hallows Post of Reading, the finest sound available anywhere. Your narrator was Kyle Edley. Next time on The Adventures of Whip Crackaway and Honcho the Indian Boy, The Donkeys of Doom.
The Adventures of Whip Crackaway and Honcho the Indian Boy are brought to you in association with Caversham Cigarettes. Smooth on the throat, gentle on the lungs. Don't choke, smoke Caversham's.